A Stroll Through the Woods. I believe in out loud talks with your own self. When I was around the wonderful age of 10, I was returning from my friend's house. The sun was setting down on the horizon. I was walking back up to my house. I was about to open the front door when I realized that the front door was locked. I was startled because I left the door unlocked when I left the house earlier that day. As I was standing there dumbfounded, my mom peeks her head through the blinds of the window. She begins to explain that I was supposed to be home half an hour ago, and she tells me that I have to stay outside for the time being. Me being young, frustrated, and confused, I begin to lash out in total anger. I start to throw objects and bang my head on the front door. This was an effective method for a good 5 minutes until I got tired. I was lying down in my driveway and thought about the different things I could do to pass the time as I was outside. I remember how it was a while since I was in the woods behind my house. I decided to stroll up the opening of the woods by my fence. It had already seemed that my anger was descending. I began to start to walk through the woods and start to talk aloud. I talked about the problems revolving around my life, such as school, friends, and parents. I would talk aloud, but I never expected a response from someone else, but instead I would use an alter ego to process what I had just said and produce the best response for any confusions I had. This went on for a while and ended up back at my house. I tried to open the front door, and to my surprise, it was unlocked. Later that night, my mom comes to me and says, "I left the door unlocked right after you left, and I realized by the time you would come back, you would have the understanding as to why this happened and accepted the punishment. Every day after that, I still talk out loud to myself in order for me to seek the best answer to all my day-to-day issues." The thing with a person talking with themselves is for the person to understand what the problem is at hand and how to evaluate it. The person themselves will share their previous encounters, biases, and other personal factors into their thinking. Most people don't fully express themselves when talking to others because they are afraid of any counter response another human can offer. In the situation of a person talking to their own selves, they are able to speak carefree. This is what is able to allow a person to truly reflect on their own decisions and hold themselves accountable for anything. This is why I believe that everyone should try to talk out loud with themselves in order for them to make the best of decisions and live without deep remorse for any actions one does in their lifetime.